Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Middle of the week, and a crazy, crazy week it is. And let me just say right now, I don't say this every day. Don't go to work today. If you're home and you get the virtual thing going, fake it till 10, because we got 9 shows in one today. What else do I have to tell you, Al? To my immediate right here in the studios is the legendary Billy King.
Yes,
hi, Billy.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Boy, you are a sight for sore eyes. We got a lot of information from Billy. I don't know if you heard, Billy. There's been a lot of action on the Eagles and firing people and controversies and all that stuff.
It hurts people get fired.
I'm looking forward to see. You know, when they were counting the 5 GMs, they weren't even including Billy King. They got 5 GMs out of Eagles right now, and Billy would be 6. Billy, get over there.
I'm ready.
Anyway, we got all that Eagles stuff, and we're loaded with that. We got a great guest list behind that. We got an actual former NFL coach, Mike Smith of the Atlanta Falcons, coming on now. Mm-hmm. Because, I want to know if he's a candidate. I mean, he has a coach at the head coach level for a few years.
Yeah.
Retired.
He was very successful.
Yeah.
No, he should not retire. He's only 61. Come on,
all right,
man.
I'll let him know.
He's not even eligible for the vaccine yet. You got to be 65 for the vaccine. So we're going to be talking to Mike Smith at 9 o'clock, Gary Myers at 8 o'clock. Al Doug Peterson in New York right now. He's getting crushed.
Why?
Crushed. Yep. You know what the headline on the Daily News was yesterday? They don't want him to take over the Jets. It said, no tanks. And it's got
that's a great
big,
headline.
It's got Doug Peterson, a big Doug Peterson made the cover of a New York newspaper yesterday. Oh, look at that. Take a look. We got to tweet this out. No, I got to get this out. Right, Al.
Well, I think they had enough experience with a former Eagle coach.
Yes.
Right, I get you. I understand that. He's referring to Rich Kotite. But, Al, they don't want him. Gary Myers is leading the crusade to keep Doug out of New York because Gary Myers, legendary football writer,
right,
best-selling football author, thinks Doug is an awful coach. Rhea, that's the word, right? Awful?
Yeah, he thinks his decisions, he has no feel for the game. That's what he
said. Awful. Yeah. Awful. He's awful, and he has a Super Bowl ring on.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, Rhea, I'm warning you now.
Yeah.
I'm having it out with him.
Why?
Because Gary Myers is wrong. I covered football a long time, too. Doug Peterson is not a bad coach. He had a bad year. It's a difference.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, we'll have that's at 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Jimmy Kempsky's on because all Jimmy ever cares about is the next people the Eagles are going to draft.
Shopping cart.
Well, then, you know what I need to find out from Jimmy?
Yeah.
How bad was Howie at that job of picking players?
Oh, I know this one.
Not yet. And if that weren't enough, we got Kyle Newbeck on at 7:30 because we're not sure Billy can handle the incredible Sixers win last night. How great was that?
It was a great win and a great performance by Joel.
Joel Embiid is a man.
Yeah.
And he I got a quote of him saying, you know, in the first half, then I just decided, let's win.
Wow.
The will to win.
When he wants to turn it on, get out of the way.
What a finish in regulation and overtime. Phenomenal. They had taken the game off national TV because there were too many COVID-positive players.
Yeah.
Both teams were missing a lot. Jimmy Butler wasn't there either. Now, a lot of the best players weren't there. right, so we got all that going on. We're giving away a Vespa at 8:20 today. Somebody, there are eight finalists. Somebody's winning that. I got the prize wheel, although nobody set it up there yet, Al. And what we're doing for the prize wheel today, name a GM, past or present, worse than Howie Roseman.
We have two wheels with 20.
No, I got one wheel loaded with prizes. All you do to win, get a spin. Name a GM worse than
Howie.
Yeah, don't be looking over there, Joe.
Well, no. I'm just wondering what time is Andy Troll going to call.
Billy, we understand the contest could lead to an awkward sequence. Well, we're willing to do that.
It can only be one guy, one person that can get a spin. So.
Anyway, but I got to start with this because all the focus over the past 24 hours has changed. It's moved away from Jeff Lurie after his catastrophic news conference. It's even moved slightly away from Howie Roseman, and it's moved to the man who now faces truly the hottest seat in this city, Carson Wentz. And I swear, Rhea can confirm this. I had this start to our show long before Marcus Hayes' column came out this
morning. Yeah, just posted it about
a
half hour ago.
Because Marcus Hayes, Al, in the beginning of his column says, the only guy that fired Doug Peterson is Carson Wentz. And he did it with a hand bearing a he knifed him in the back with a hand carrying the Super Bowl ring on it. Wow. He likes to create dramatic images.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and you know what?
Surprised the knife didn't go over his head.
Carson, a little inaccurate.
Al still taking shots.
What the
hell? Wentz sucks.
All right. Anyway. The fact of the matter is that Wentz is really in a bad position.
He sure
right
is.
Isn't he, though?
Yes.
Yeah. And let's start by you analyzing it, Al. Why is doesn't it appear in our city now that a star player, after a horrible year, got the coach fired?
Yeah, it looks like. I mean, I always thought it was the exit interview that started everything in motion. Yeah,
the refusal?
Right. Yeah. I think you're right.
I mean, and like, you know, you got to follow the money. I mean, that's you look at the money,
yep.
And what's the owner going to do? He owes this much money to this guy, and he's put himself in the spot now by not saying anything, which is unbelievable to me still, that he's going to come back, and if there's a quarterback competition, how healthy is it to have half the fan base at least rooting for the other guy?
Yeah. Rooting for him, not only because the other guy looked a little better this year, but because the other guy doesn't seem like a backstabber.
It's really weird.
Billy, really, this guy comes out of, let's say everybody's back in the stands. Is this city going to embrace Wentz, or are they going to go, oh, thanks a lot. The guy that won the Super Bowl. Doug won the Super Bowl. Carson wasn't on the field when they won the Super Bowl. Doug was there making the Philly special calls, all that stuff. Doug did more for that Super Bowl at the end than Carson did. How do you sell that?
Well, the problem he has is when you don't talk, you leave it open up for interpretation. So by him refusing to talk allows people to interpret it. That he wants to be traded.
He's making it worse.
That he didn't want Doug here. If he'd have been talking this whole time, saying, hey, even after the season, I want to be in Philly, I'm going to work my butt off, and I'll compete for the spot, he'll be loved. But by going away and not saying anything, it's going to be tough for him. It really is.
The national media is eating this alive, this story. And I'll start with a guy who is always the go-to guy nationally now on Carson Wentz issues. He's staked the beat of Carson Wentz. His name is Dan Orlovsky.
Yes, very good.
And he's with ESPN. And he was talking yesterday at ESPN about the situation right now for Carson Wentz post-Doug Peterson era.
Philadelphia, in many ways, just chose Carson Wentz over Doug Peterson. And he's got a statue outside of their stadium. He's the first coach in the history of that organization to bring them a Super Bowl. And now it looks like the Eagles have said, okay, Carson, we're going to choose you because of the contract or because of the lack of connection, whatever we want to call it, we're going to choose you over Doug Peterson.
You know what's really interesting to me? This year's been so weird. The fans have not yet gotten to express their views of this season.
Yeah.
At least they have our WIP, but they haven't in the building. So let's say the Eagles get the home opener, first game here. And Wentz somehow is chosen to be the starting quarterback.
And starts three and out. It will be vicious. I've been there.
You added the three and out. I was not doing the three and out. I'm not sure if he runs out onto the field and not booing him. They don't. This city doesn't like backstabbers. No. And whether he did it or not, I can't tell you for sure that he went into that exit meeting and he said, "It's me or Doug. I'm not coming back if Doug's here. I don't care what it is. I'll make a stink." You know, that kind of thing. That's the best guess on what happened. Because that all of a sudden, the Eagles reverse field. Doug's not coming back. We had had all the reports that his relationship with Doug, that Wentz's relationship with Doug was fractured.
Yes.
Well, Orlovsky went on to talk about if Wentz does stay here with a new coach, he's going to feel pressure.
There will not be a player in the NFL that has more pressure on them next season than Carson Wentz right now. And the reality is this, man. And Carson's going to have to play so good. I think he can. I've been adamant about that. I think he can.
Hey, Billy laughed at, "I think he can." You're not sure, are you, Bill?
Well, no, I just look. Dan has been beating this drum for Carson all year.
Even he's always loved him.
When he was thinking, you know, he can, but it's just something about his mental makeup right now that worries me for the fact that he's not talking.
Yeah.
You heard the Alshon Jeffries, I guess he was the source of what happened last year. I think he first got to start by winning locker room back. That helps you to go out and play. You got to win the locker room back first.
Well, that is you and Michael Irvin are on the same page.
Oh, boy.
Michael Irvin was on NFL Network, Al, and he said just what Billy did.
Okay, you got rid of Doug Peterson. Oh, we're going to try to make this work with Carson Wentz. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because that thing's bad in the locker room with Carson Wentz. How do you go back to Carson Wentz when those guys are already saying, man, we look better with Jalen Hurts? You see what I mean? It's bad in the locker room. I don't care what coach you bring in, and you got to fix that locker room.
All right, Billy, let's talk about that. So Jason Kelce, who loved, I know, loved Doug Peterson. Zach Ertz, who did until this year. I'm not so much sure about this year. But there are a lot of veteran players. Yeah. Brandon Graham. You couldn't get – if I said to Brandon Graham during one of his weekly appearances, Doug Peterson, he could do 5 minutes on how much he loved the guy. And then he's gone. And they look at it and go, wow, Wentz got rid of him. Because it's like what they said a minute ago. Al just said this. You said the money rules, right, Billy?
Yeah.
So this guy's making $128 million. He's going to get to decide what happens because they can't let him go. Too big a cap hit. They've got to play him. They're paying him too much money. So he's got to dictate the next step in the team's history, right?
Yep.
So how are you going to do it? How do you justify that to the veterans on the team that love Doug Peterson?
That's the hardest thing, and that's where I don't think Howie and Jeffrey Lurie understood the fact that the locker room, the effect of getting rid of a guy like Doug. Not unless Doug wanted out and they felt he's part ways peacefully, but it's the locker room. To me, Jalen Hurts came in, didn't play. He had some games to play good, but it wasn't earth-shattering.
No.
But I think guys believed him. We all were saying guys went out, they were playing harder. They were doing things because if guys don't envy the money if you go out and perform. They envy the money when you don't perform. Guys didn't envy Michael Jordan making what he made in Chicago because they knew at the end of the game he's going to win the game. They don't envy LeBron James. It's when you're making the money and then you don't perform and then you start pointing fingers, well, it's this coach, it's the head coach, it's that. Guys start looking and say, wait a minute, I'm making this, and I go out and perform. You're making that. You're not performing now. It's somebody else's fault.
Oh, that was a great point you just made about how they were playing better for Hurts than they were for Wentz. They were playing better for him. They looked more animated. Yeah. They looked more into the game. It looked like he looked like a better leader than Wentz did. Before Wentz maybe backstabbed Doug and got him knocked out.
Yeah.
They're not going to feel any better when they get back on the field. You got a problem. Yes. You understand that? You got a big problem. And just so you know, this is uniform. This is all over. Jeff Saturday is a big lineman. Yeah. Remember he played a few years ago? He now works at ESPN. And he also believes now that it's up to Wentz. He did this. Listen.
Yeah, this is ridiculous, right? I mean, when this is Jeffrey Lurie saying, you know, the breakup line. No, it's not you, it's me, right? I mean, for real, like, you're going to get up there with a man's job and say that kind of nonsense, like, he doesn't deserve to be fired, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they definitely picked Wentz over Doug Peterson.
And now the question is, how did the players respond to that? And let's not rule out the possibility that Wentz is broken anyway. That Wentz is not that good anymore. That once he got hurt as much as he did, that Wentz can't move around the way he could before, that he doesn't have the confidence he used to have. He is the lowest rated quarterback of 2020. It's
remarkable.
So before you decide, no, this is right, they'll rehab Wentz and everything will be fine, don't bet on that. If it
My
is
socks.
The next coach comes in, Billy, right? He's not going to automatically hand the job to somebody, is he?
No.
Or is he going to say, let's go to training camp, see who is better?
It depends on if they hire a coach and say, you take the job and Wentz is my quarterback.
That's then, exactly what's right. going to happen yeah. with those right. two down there.
Yeah. If that's what's going to happen, the coach will suck. Yeah. I'll tell you that
well,
right
in,
now.
In the locker
Any
room.
Coach that agrees that Howie Roseman gets to pick who the starting quarterback is should not take the job.
I mean, they need a guy like Ron Rivera coming in.
Yeah. I
because
agree.
He went to Washington, yep. cleaned it up. Haskins, he can't play, you know.
But they're you got to let him do his job.
They're not going to pick a guy who's more powerful than them.
They're not. That guy would – are we actually saying Daniel Snyder's better than Jeff Lurie?
No, let's no, stop. No. Don't even go.
He got lucky.
Yeah, he got real lucky.
All right, I'm not ready to say that. 215, I'm opening this up now. I got it. Scott, John, Bruce, you will get on quickly. You will get a free spin on that wheel if you could give us any GM, past or present. We had quite a few in our city. Mm-hmm. Worse than Howie Roseman. Don't lose sight of the fact Howie won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Don't lose sight of that. That puts a lot of guys below him automatically out.
Yeah.
A lot of guys didn't win squat. So anyway, you get a free spin. It's loaded with great prizes. Here is your number, 215-592-9494. When we come back, it's your turn. WIP Sports Time 650.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.